Well, hello there. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast, and I thank each and every one of you for joining me in this particular episode. Still at the beginning of the brand new year, I hope 2019 is proving to be a spectacular one for everybody. And we're in the middle of a, polar vortex, winter vortex now. Some areas in Chicago are getting down as far as low as negative 30 degrees or negative 50 degrees. That's what the wind chill feels like. I know where I am in Virginia, we're down to 9 degrees. We've got school giving 2-hour delays, so kids aren't standing outside freezing. And I'm just wondering, when I was young, I don't remember a lot of any of this going on. I don't remember having delays or getting out for snow days, or I remember the other day, they actually had kids get out of school early because the weather service was calling for snow and the snow wasn't going to start until 3 o'clock. So kids got out early. Of course, kids normally get out, I think, around 2:30, 3 o'clock. I know my son gets out from his school at 3:30. So when the kids got out at like noon or like at 12:30, nothing was going on. And the snow didn't even start till like 5. So anyway, I don't understand what's going on with that. Seems like they're really making it easy or kind of going soft on kids. I tell you, they're either going soft on kids now, or when I was a kid, we were all suffering from abuse. One or the other. So anyway, on top of this cold weather that's gripping the entire country, really, during this time, there's a lot of news going around, a lot of political news, things that I really don't want to get into. And it just seems like, man, there's a whole bunch of just yelling and screaming at each other still. It seems like people are so passionate about their political stance and who they back and things that they believe. And it's just amazing to me. Just I understand that it affects a lot of people and their family members. So I understand why it's so personal to you. But why is it so hard to try and understand somebody else's point of view without getting on social media and personally attacking someone or personally attacking a group of people, or basically just saying whatever comes off of the top of your head without any information, without any founded basis for what you're saying? It's just, man, it's just people just say whatever they want. They feel like they can say whatever they want to anybody at any old time nowadays. Now I just beg people to kind of sit back and consider, like, what are you saying to this person, or to another person, if you're really ready to cuss somebody out over some Facebook post or somebody's Twitter feed? I don't know. And then there was another story that came out about the actor from the TV show Empire. His name is Jesse Smollett. He was attacked, bleach poured on him. These two guys wearing masks screamed all kinds of racially charged and homophobic sayings at him, and they actually put a noose around his neck in the attack. So I just want to send out the prayers and well wishes to Jesse Smollett and his family. He was actually able to take himself to the hospital, and hopefully they'll find out who did this, because this was horrible. And for no apparent reason, actually, other than he plays someone gay on TV, and I think he may or may not be gay in real life. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, who cares? It's not affecting anybody if he's gay or if he's black, because that was one of the things they screamed at him. And another thing they screamed at him was, this is MAGA country, as in Trump saying, make America great again. So I'll let you read into that however you want to. So anyway, let me get out of that stuff. Let me get into some good stuff. Let's get into where your year is going. Let's get into how you can be ridiculous in 2019. And if you've noticed in the show notes, I spelled ridiculous a certain way. Fans of Harry Potter will understand exactly where I'm coming from. So in case you haven't noticed, J.K. Rowling has this pretty amazing book series. It consisted of 7 books, but it spawned 8 movies. It spawned attractions at theme parks, countless millions of dollars in clothing and accessories and all kinds of marketing and commercials, things like that. In the third book, The Prisoner of Azkaban is what it's called, which is actually turning out to be my favorite book and my favorite movie. But Harry Potter is finally introduced to someone from his father's past. His father was killed when he was a baby, so he never got a chance to meet him or his mother. His mother was murdered also when he was a baby. And we finally get to see somebody who was friends with his father. So, of course, in the movie, it comes out that he didn't actually betray Harry's father, but he was supporting Harry's father the whole time when everybody thought he was this raving maniac murderer. But I bring up this book because in this book, one of the magical creatures that was brought up was a creature called a boggart. Now, and this is something that I chose to talk about in this particular podcast, because in the book and in the movies, we are introduced to a boggart in one of Harry's classes. He attends Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, which obviously is a made-up school, and what they're studying aren't real subjects. But in his class, and the name of the class is Defense Against the Dark Arts, Harry and his friends are introduced to this boggart. Now, the thing about the boggart is nobody knows what it actually looks like. And the reason for that is because when the boggart sees a particular person, it transforms itself into whatever terrifies that person the most. So, in the book, it's described as if you crowd around a boggart, if it's several people around it, it won't know exactly what to transform into, so it could be as scary to everybody equally. And there are also reports of the thing transforming into 2 or 3 different creatures at the same time, which obviously would immobilize it. But it got me thinking. You've got a creature that transforms into your biggest fear, and nobody knows what this creature looks like. All right, so stay with me here for a minute. Now, in class, they learn a spell that is used to repel the boggart. And the actual name of the spell is called Ridiculous. And that's actually what you say when you point your wand at a boggart to get rid of it. You actually say Ridiculous. And it turns the boggart into something funny and hilarious, and that kind of defeats it. So that got me thinking. I think this is a very important life lesson here about people and their fears. And I think that this ties directly in with that. So you have a creature that people don't know what it really looks like, but the danger is actually very real from the creature, because it can turn into something and it can hurt you. But it only responds to what scares you the most. So you have this creature. It transforms into what terrifies you. Whatever your hidden, most basest fear that you have is what it changes into. And the spell that's used to repel it is actually called Ridiculous. So in my mind, I don't know why this struck me so much, but in my mind, what this says to me is that each of us have our own hidden fears, things that terrify us the most. Our brain conjures up fear in order to try and keep us safe. Now, you've heard this said before, your brain is technically not that smart when it comes to the defense of yourself. It knows what's comfortable, it knows what's safe, and your brain will have you operate in what's comfortable and what's safe. Now, whether that's good for you or not, that's not up to the brain to decide. It doesn't decipher what's good or not. It deciphers what's comfortable and what's safe. So in our mind, we conjure up things that we might be scared of. We could be terrified of. It says that something like public speaking is one of the things that terrifies people the most, which is why only certain people can do it. Most people cannot do it. But let's take public speaking, for example. If you're terrified of that, then you'll imagine everything that can happen that can go wrong. And you might be put in a position where if you have to speak in front of somebody, you'll start stuttering, you'll start shaking, sweating, the stomach tremors and all of that good stuff. You'll get all of that stuff, but it'll be just in your mind and it manifests itself physically. So what can you do about that? Get in front of people and speak. That's the way to get rid of that. That is your ridiculous charm, so to speak. I think it's really funny that it's actually called ridiculous, because our fears in our mind, they actually are ridiculous. They're not real. Now, if you're in a situation where there's some sort of danger involved, the danger, yes, is real. But your fear of it is not real. Now, if that sounds familiar, that I actually got that from Will Smith's movie After Earth, which I don't think performed very well for whatever reason, but I loved that movie. That movie was the embodiment of facing your fear. I'm not going to get into that movie, but that was a line that Will Smith used in the movie. I mean, it kind of was not about his character. It was more about his son's character. His son had to go out and face his own fear and become the hero. I love that movie, by the way, After Earth. Go check it out. I think it's very underrated. But it does tell a lot about our fears and how we deal with them. We will throw up roadblocks to block us away from our own blessings and our own opportunities. We will slam windows or we will shut doors in our own faces because we allow our fears, which are unfounded, to stop us from acting. Use the ridiculous charm. And it might sound ridiculous, but in real life, you have to tell yourself your fears are just in your mind. And they are, in fact, ridiculous. All right, let me take a quick break and I'll be right back. All right, so thank you for joining me. We're still here at the Uplifting Words podcast. And we're still talking about being ridiculous in 2019. So now, we've discussed fear, and we've discussed getting over that fear. The question is, how do you get over your fears? Going back to the example of public speaking, which, by the way, is, I think the actual fear of public speaking is a tad bit funny. Because every time that you're speaking to somebody else, you're basically public speaking. If you leave your house and you go outside and you talk to somebody else, that technically is public speaking. But I understand if you're sitting in a room and you've got 20, 30, 50, 100 eyes on you, listening intently to every word that you say, I can understand where that fear comes from. But anyway, let's talk about how to actually get over your fears. And unfortunately, the only way to actually get over a fear is to do the thing that you are scared of. Try out different things. Put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Now, unfortunately, as human beings, the only way that we grow is through being uncomfortable. Now, I'm not saying go out there and put your life on the line. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about experimenting with things that you might not have ever done before. Go out and meet new people that you would never normally hang around. That's how you might find success mentors. You might find somebody that's traveling or going to the same destination that you are in life, and you can learn from them. A lot of times when you hear that saying, the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor, a lot of that is because people really don't communicate with other people that they perceive as being rich or successful. And a lot of times people who are rich and successful, their circle doesn't consist of people who just lay about and not doing anything. So one surefire way to get over a fear is to, number one, step directly into that fear. Number two, put yourself in different situations. Never be content with what you did yesterday. There should be something that you do daily that, for lack of a better word, scares the crap out of you. That's the key to growth, and that is the key to eliminating fear. Now, you're always going to be scared of something. Something's always going to make you nervous. And if you're doing something, you feel them little butterflies in your stomach, or you feel the little tingle in the back of your throat, you're on the right track because you are nervous. That's what forces us to grow as humans. So yeah, your brain is going to try to keep you safe. It's going to try to keep you comfortable. It's going to perceive things that you don't normally do as threats to your safety and your well-being. Now, that might have worked back when we were cavemen and we needed that to keep us safe from saber-toothed tigers and woolly mammoths. But the danger isn't that danger isn't here anymore. Our bodies, our physiologies have not caught up with the ways of the modern world. We're not fearing for our lives, having to build fireplaces in caves and being wary of strange animals in the dark that could come and eat us. But our brain is still there. Our brain still operates like that. So that's what I wanted to leave you with today. Make every day something that makes you participate or do something that makes you nervous. If you're supposed to make that phone call to a potential client, make that phone call. If you are supposed to actually go out and meet somebody, maybe meet at a Starbucks or a coffee shop or something, set that meeting up and go meet that person. Step out to somebody in the street and just say hi without even expecting anything in return. You never know what action, what kind action that you take that could lead to the next step in your life, or that could lead to your next connection. So that, with that, I wanted to leave it there. Thank you guys very much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Join us on our Facebook page, and there I just drop daily nuggets of motivation and inspiration also. I'll leave a note for that in the show notes. And I almost forgot, don't forget our main sponsor, Organifi. Click the link in the show notes. That will take you to OrganifiShop.com. Use a promo code DeCourcy15 to get 15% off of your order. But man, I tell you, this green juice that Organifi has, that's your daily intake of your vitamins, your greens, your beets, your vitamin C, all of that stuff. The green juice, and it tastes amazing. It's really good. They also have the red juice and the gold juice. Go ahead and try you some of that. Like I said, I'll leave a link in the show notes. Click there, find out for yourself. Use the promo code DeCourcy15. Also, I can't leave this podcast without talking about financial well-being. Also, there's going to be a link in the description for the Stash app. And in case you haven't noticed, Stash is what makes saving money easy. You can set it up so that it takes a certain amount out of your whatever bank account you have. It'll put it into a different account and it'll just build up over time. No muss, no fuss. You can set it up to do every week, every 2 weeks, whenever it coincides with you getting paid. If you are not already saving for your future or putting away a little bit of something for a sunny day, let's not call it a rainy day. I don't like the term rainy day fund because you get what you plan for, right? You plan for a rainy day, that's what you'll notice. So set up Stash, and they've got all kinds of programs. You can set up your retirement account you can set up accounts for your children if you have any. If you have young kids, you can give them the head start of financial well-being. They've got information about terms such as ETFs and index funds and articles. The market is very tumultuous right now. They've got articles that'll help you navigate these unsure financial waters. But the main thing is, you want to get started saving. The best way to do that is with Stash. I'll also have a link to that in the show notes. And if you decide to go forward with it, Stash is even going to kick you $5 just to get started. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. So with that, that is going to be it. Like I said, thank you very much for joining me. And remember, let's be ridiculous here in 2019. Let's work on banishing our fears, all of us. We're all in the same boat, myself included. And I will see you guys in the next one. All right, take care. Bye-bye.